each of us, and especially for a certain family, is to keep looking ahead for those that we love. And by the way, we don't have to have biological children to look ahead. I've seen children who were adopted who had more gifts and grace and spiritual look ahead by the parents. That were biologically born. I've seen an honorary aunt or uncle or grandparent who really weren't, but who really were, because they were looking ahead for a child they loved. Even as that child became a man or a woman. But there's a power in that. And to do that, we have to know how our Lord Jesus joins us in this. Remember, he keeps asking in the state of attention, if then you are evil, why give good gifts to your children? How much more will your heavenly Father give you good gifts to those who ask? We ask knowing that those that we're praying for belong to God. They are meant, they are destined for the kingdom, and we just keep praying for that. Envisioning what God can do. Now, I have to back up here a minute. There are many times we pray for those we love, and we don't see what we want to happen. And by the way, the prayer for our family doesn't just come from grandparents to parents to child and grandchild. It goes from also from grandchild to child to parent to grandparent. Anticipating and seeking God. But sometimes our prayers are not answered in the way we want. I don't understand why. I just continue to look for grace. I've shared with many of you that my father had a horrible, horrible disease. Took about 12 years to kill. And for most of those 12 years, he was in misery. There's like a combination of MS and Parkinson's and Alzheimer's rolled into one. That's actually a description from some medical people. And he had this horrible disease, and I prayed for him to get well. But he did. I don't understand that. But I do understand that as I prayed for him, he lived long enough, even in the misery and the struggle of his life, to enjoy his grandchildren. And the high point of his year was the times that the grandchildren would come. In the midst of his misery, he would look to his grandchildren. You know what he saw when he saw his grandchildren? He saw hope. He saw a possible future for them. Didn't even hope for himself anymore. And I could be thankful for the blessing he got from his children. During that time, I prayed for my mother that she would not be worn out by all of this, and that in that struggle, that she would not pass on herself. There was so much stress. You know, we just keep praying. My brother and my mother, that not only got to see my children be born, and as little she's watched them growing up, and I have to tell you, so you all heard about my mother, and this sermon about how it was, but just for those of you that missed some of it, last Christmas time I was driving to see my mother, and I got a phone call. The phone call was that mom is sending down a post to take her to the hospital and may not make it. And I was in a snowstorm. And I couldn't fly, and I couldn't drive. But 2 days later, I got to see her. And she was a little spaced out. And so it seemed like he was going to make it, but it seemed like he would be spaced out, so we prayed. We prayed that God would just somehow be there for her. And after a couple of days, she seemed to come back to normal. 6 days ago or more, I don't know, it might have been 5. Her boyfriend called me up and said he wanted to speak to me alone. I didn't have to be a prophet, not a good pastor. So while we were in college, we worked out a way that we got him to spend some time with him alone. And he starts out with the way you have this, you know, it's an incredible girl, a woman that's up to the temper. But there are two things I have to tell you. So the first thing I have to tell you is I love God. And that comes first. But the second thing I have to tell you is that out of that love for God, I have a deep, wonderful love for your daughter. You know what I mean? I shared with you times where the prayer went the way I wanted and where it didn't. But I had the sense that the blessing of the Lord was upon those that I love and upon me. And even when it didn't go the way I wanted it, you just keep praying. You look at that person who knowing that they're not just ordinary. They belong to God. And then you envision what God would have for them and pray for them. And you just keep on praying. And maybe it won't come out quite the way you hope for. But the God who is there will be there for you. And I remind you, we do that is that we realize that